This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
Today we are back visiting our friend Sonny Lemons of Fegley's Brew Works. We're here with Sonny today because of something really special that Fegley's has done. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. Fegley's is aware of that. And they have teamed with Kinship Brewing in Iowa to put out a special brew.
It is called Scars Are Beautiful. It is a direct collaboration with Kinship Brewing. It's also done as a fundraiser for the Cancer Card Exchange, which is a 501c3 nonprofit that will actually collect donations to put onto gift cards for individuals which are undergoing chemotherapy.
Kudos to Fegley's for doing this.
Thank you.
But it really struck me that it's with Kinship Brewing in Iowa. How did that relationship develop?
Quite organically, actually. There was a website which is devoted to brewers where we go through and we put information for diversity, equality, a bunch of social justice brewers. And so one of them was Jess, who is the cancer previver for this beer and also the owner of Kinship. She had put this information out there saying that Kinship would be doing this collaboration, and anybody who wanted to participate was more than welcome to. And I'm pretty sure I had not finished reading the article before I had my email constructed and sent off to her to say we would love to do this. My mother-in-law is a breast cancer survivor as well, so this, it hits really close to home for me, this project does.
I am one as well. Yeah, and I have my scars to prove it. So I love the name that she chose.
Yes.
Scars Are Beautiful. And what Jess Mitchell has done is embrace that and worked get together with Fegley's to come up with this brew.
And how is this beer available? Are you tapping it here in the tap room? Can people take it home in a can?
Products are available at the Allentown and the Bethlehem locations for Fegley's Brew Works. I've had individuals at other breweries that have reached out to me and said, we would love to participate. How can we do this? And so we will be partnering with them for them to have this beer available at their tap rooms as well.
So we've got the beer right here in front of us, Sonny. Mm-hmm. Can you describe what we're going to expect? What kind of beer is this?
It is a true-to-style West Coast IPA. It is not a modern-style India Pale Ale in the least bit, where this is the type of beer you can, A, see through. So there's no cloud, there's no haze, there's no type of, you know, over-fruited flavor to it. It has just delightful hot bitterness like a traditional West Coast. Clocks in at around 7%, and we use Cascade and Chinook hops in it. So it's got a very floral, bitter nose to it.
All right. I'm not a huge IPA fan. I think we've established that. But I am willing to
try that somewhere.
Yes, but I am willing to try this. Now, Devin, this is really more your cup of tea.
Uh-huh. So to speak.
Your mug of beer, because it is a West Coast IPA. So let's try to test it at the same time.
All right, cheers.
All right, cheers.
The second sip is better than the first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, I get the bitterness. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's, I mean, you said the second sip is better. By that point, your palate has adjusted to that hop level that's coming in. So you've got a lot of IBUs, which are international bittering units, in this beer. So it's going to have, once your tongue and the rest of your palate adjust to it, they'll be like, oh, there's the hops as you start to drink it, which is why the second sip, you get a little bit more flavor and a little bit more bite just on the residual back end of your palate. You still can absolutely, you know, pair this with any type of poultry, seafood, meat, and it will not overpower it at all.
Yeah, what I love about this beer is its clean appearance and palate and the way that it sits on your tongue. It wallops you with bitterness and flavor right away. And as you're saying, it sits on the back of your tongue. And I really like that aspect of a beer.
Absolutely. You don't lose this once you swallow. Yeah. It stays with you.
Yes. A great beer, a great cause.
Sonny Lemons from Fegley's Brew Works. We are in Bethlehem right now. They're also in Allentown. Thanks so much to Fegley's for partnering with Kinship Brewing to make this Scars Are Beautiful IPA.
You are quite welcome. Thanks, guys. It is totally our honor.
And for more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub. Christine and I would love to see you on October 15th at the Lehigh Valley Brewers Fest. That's at Shepherd Hills Golf Course in McCungie. Come by the table, let us know what you're drinking, and you could end up on the show. Learn more at lvbrewersguild.com, and see you next week. There's